Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech Media is provided by UK2.net, web hosting for everyone, and sponsored by Large Software. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com right now and enter our code POD2 to get your special bundled offer. Your source for everything happening in media tech. This is BagelTech Media, episode number 26 for December 8th, 2010. Oh, Shazam! Hello, welcome to your Wednesday edition of Bagel Tech Media. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Yeah, I'm a little energetic, sorry. Too much coffee. I hope everybody had a really good weekend. My weekend was pretty well, except for a lot of emails about this thing back here. I had so many emails about this Christmas tree. Why don't you have the Christmas tree on? I'll tell you why. If you see this box, you see that right there? Don't buy that tree. This thing's been used for less than probably 3 hours, and it already quit. It's a piece of crap. So that's why the tree isn't on. I'm taking it back this week. Hopefully, the next time you see an edition of Bagel Tech Media, the tree will be replaced and running. So that answered you guys' question. A lot of emails about why isn't the tree on. Now you know. I hope you did have a good weekend, though. All in all, my weekend was pretty good, and we got a lot of media tech news to get caught up on, so I want to get right into that in just a moment. Of course, Bagel Tech Media is part of the Bagel Tech Network, and you can find the Bagel Tech Network over at BagelTechNews.com. That is the network website, from Android news to daily tech news to media news to Rage News. It's all on this network, BagelTechNews.com, for that. Of course, you can find us just by going to BagelTechMedia.com. So without further ado, let's get into what's been happening in media tech news. All right, LimeWire, back in the news once again. Actually, I don't really think this thing has ever faded away. Now, the RIA, of course, was very much, they succeeded at shutting down LimeWire, but that was only the legal part of this thing. The LimeWire store, which actually sold legitimate online music. Yeah, believe it or not, LimeWire actually sold legitimate music through their online store. Well, that thing is going to close in December. Actually, December 31st is the closing day for that. And then the site has already stated that it's not taking any new customers. But we've actually reported just actually about a little over a month ago about the server itself is kind of still going a little bit. And this whole, I guess it's kind of a rogue group, vigilantes in the online world. They got a hold of that LimeWire software and they pirated it. And now it's out there on the web, and the peer-to-peer application is very much live. And, you know, what's funny about this is that it doesn't seem that LimeWire is doing a whole lot about it recently until now. LimeWire, the Lime Group, actually, has a cease and desist order for distributing their software. And this story was very ironic to me because here you go. You got the RIA going after LimeWire, doing illegal things, which we've known for years that's what they're doing. Cease and desist on them. And now the same thing in a roundabout way is happening to them. Someone stole their software and now they got a cease and desist order out to stop these peer-to-peer groups. This, like I said, these internet vigilantes that got a hold of the software and sent it out on pirate sites to get the peer-to-peer thing still going with this thing. Apparently what happened, they took all the bloatware out of the software and literally opened it up to, like, I guess, premium membership. I guess they've really hacked the software, and now anybody can just use it and get anything and peer-to-peer and all this. It is a mess, but it is kind of funny that LimeWire kind of got a dose of their own medicine in a roundabout way. Speaking of interesting stories, Shazam. You know Shazam? Yeah, the music discovery service, Shazam. They've reached a very, very big milestone. I mean, this is actually something that the CEO foreseen. He knew it. He envisioned it. He knew it was coming. They've reached 100 million users. 100 million users. It's quite a lot. I mean, that's 25 million more users were added actually just in the past 6 months with this service. They've grown from 50 million to 75 million over the past 6 months, and now they're at 100 million. Like I said, the CEO, Andrew Fisher, actually predicted this, that they would definitely have 100 million subscribers by the end of this year. And he was right. He was close. The year's almost over, but they got there. However, though, there's a bit of a catch to this. Now, these are not just active users, all right, that are currently using the app. These are people that have tried the app. So you can kind of look at those numbers and say, well, how legitimate are they? I would say if you got 100 million people that have actually downloaded the app and they've tried it out, and I would say, oh, probably roughly, we've probably got about 20, maybe 25 million active users, should I say, on there. I mean, that's just a guesstimate number. Y'all, when every time these numbers come out, it's always something that's definitely going to look better in a press release. But I'm really glad to see Shazam. It actually is a very good service. It actually, I think, is very beneficial to artists. They've proved themselves all year long that they are growing, and I believe they are growing, and I think it's definitely an app that you should check out. Shazam, S-H-A-Z-A-M. If you have not tried it, go check it out now. As far as I know, it's definitely available in the Apple App Store. I'm not 100% sure about the Android platform. I'll have to ask Troy King, our Android guy here on the Bagel Tech Network, if there is a Shazam app for that, because I'm not sure. All right, on with our last piece of media tech news that's been going on since the weekend, and this is a good thing. All right, I know Netflix isn't happy to hear about this, but apparently Amazon and OnLive are said to be working on a similar service, something that's very similar to Netflix. And of course, Netflix, we all know, is the big head honcho. He's the big dog, the dominant streaming service out there. And face it, they are really, really good at what they do. Amazon, you know, has already had their on-demand service. You know, the Amazon On Demand is actually better, in my opinion, than iTunes, because iTunes doesn't allow you, it doesn't let you keep the TV shows. You know, you get it for, once you start watching it, you got 24 hours to finish it or something like that. And with the on-demand service from Amazon, whatever you get to keep it, or at least until either the series is over or Amazon closes shop. You know, it's actually going to be one or the other. Probably the first would happen before Amazon closing, but I guess this is going to do, it's working with their streaming service that they're going to have a subscription price scheme that will somehow be bundled with their Amazon Prime service. Now, this Prime service, which may not be familiar to a lot of you. In fact, I'm not that familiar with it until I really read deep into it. It's actually priced at $79 a year, about $80 a year for their Amazon Prime. And I guess you get a whole bunch of content through this. And what they're wanting to do is do something like Netflix, in fact, very similar to Netflix, with in conjunction with online, and offer the streaming content. Now, again, this is slightly different than Amazon Video On Demand. It's going to be an entirely different thing. And I actually agree with the online CEO. He's saying that if Netflix was the only streaming service, there's no other alternatives in town. So it's kind of, in a roundabout way, a monopoly. That's why I actually agree with this. I mean, we do need other players in the market. It promotes things for you and I, the consumer, that if we have choice, and they know we have choices, it means that they have to stay on their game and they have to give us what we want at the price we want. So good on you. I'm glad to see Amazon doing this, because let's face it, Amazon has done really, really well. They're kind of the background guy when it comes to buying music and on-demand content. But I tell you what, they're doing a really, really good job, I think. And this, to me, is only going to make it a whole bunch better. All right, time now for our Gadgets and Gizmos segment here on Wednesday's edition of Bagel Tech Media. And this one I'm very excited about. We've been hearing for so long about the Nexus S phone from Google, and it was announced. It was just announced yesterday that it is a done deal. It is coming, and it looks really, really good. I mean, I at first was going to think, well, I thought about upgrading to an iPhone 4 for Christmas. I might get this for Christmas. This thing looks really, really nice. It's got, first off, it's by Samsung. So I think we've kind of known this for a while, even though Eric Schmidt over there at Google, CEO, oh, I don't know anything about this. I don't know what you're talking about. And then all of a sudden, there it is. Well, great looking phone, I think. It's got a 4-inch super touchscreen display on this thing, a 1 GHz Hummingbird processor. It's got NFC support. It's got a 5-megapixel camera. Best of all, running the new Android 2.3 Gingerbread software. We've seen this looks to be the best software. And we're also hearing that this particular version of Android is going to be the one that's going to be good for tablets. So look for tablets, I think, to be coming also in the new year with the Gingerbread thing. Of course, I know there's so many tablets in the market now, but maybe we'll finally start seeing some really good Android ones in there. It's also going to have about 16 gigabytes of internal storage, 512 megabytes of RAM. It also has the gyroscope and VoIP support on this thing. Best of all, T-Mobile, I think, is going to be the main carrier, at least in the U.S. Now, you got a 2-year contract through them. at $199 for the phone. Not bad. Very comparable to the iPhone. So they kept it where it really, really needs to be in there. And as far as the unlocked version, it's good that they have one. I'm really glad. It's $529 for the unlocked version. So it's nice to see both there. I think, honestly, the $529 is a better deal. And especially what we've been seeing for the iPhones going forward. There are some factory unlock ones out there, but they're like hugely expensive. $650. I've even seen some here close to $700 here in the Philippines. So $529, pretty good price. I hope I can actually see it around this area unlocked for that. But it's coming December 16th is pre-order. It's going to be out December 20th for sure, just in time for Christmas. I tell you, it is definitely on my list. Now, our second gadget and gizmo here, we have two for you today, believe it or not, is from TDK. Remember TDK? Make cassette tapes. And apparently they're still living in the 1980s because they put together a 3-speaker boombox. Now, it's not out yet. Apparently it's going to be available at the January CES event. And it's got about 35 watts of RMS speaker power there. It's got a full range of audio inputs on this thing, including an iPhone and iPod input, of course. Rather than a dedicated dock, it's going to do this via USB. It has a built-in AM/FM radio. It has an OLED display on the front. And it has some oversized aluminum knobs, which makes it look very 1985, in my opinion. All of this can be yours for $499. Little bit overpriced. At least I think it is. I mean, you're going to have to be a boombox buff, I think, for this. This may not be something that I see myself actually owning. Although I must say, it doesn't look like the traditional 1980s boomboxes. It definitely looks, it has a new, shall we say, updated looking feature to it. But $499, TDK, you're going to have to pack a lot of punch in this boombox. Well, that is going to wrap up your Wednesday installment of Bagel Tech Media. Thank you ever so much once again for taking the time to tune in and download us. Don't forget, we're all over the place. You can get a hold of us at bageltechmedia.com. That's a place to get subscribed to the audio or video edition of the podcast. We're also available on iTunes and the Zoom Marketplace as well. You can also find us on YouTube. You can subscribe over there. We're at blip.tv as well, and also over at Vimeo. These are all streaming video editions of the podcast. Also, I have to give a shout out to our sponsors, which is UK2.net. They keep the network and this podcast alive. They give us the bandwidth for our show. What I need you to do, if you're looking for really great, reliable web hosting at a really great price, UK2.net, I think, is definitely going to be your destination. Head on over to BagelTechMedia.com or even BagelTechNews.com. You're going to see the emblem there. Just click through there. That way they know we're sending you, and that way they know to keep sponsoring us. Because without UK2.net, there would be no BagelTech Media, no BagelTech Network. Please do that and support them if you're really looking for some really good web hosting. Also, Large Software, longtime sponsor since the Sonic Beyond days. They've continued with us through Bagel Tech Media. Head on over to makemypcnew.com right now. POD2 is our code. Great bundled software over there for you. Some speed up software for your PC as well as some password management. Regularly $60. Yours today, $29.95. makemypcnew.com right now. POD2 is our code. Get a hold of the podcast. Simple to do. You can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/bageltechmedia. You can also find me on Twitter as well at twitter.com/KyleSwagger. And email, never out of the question. It got so much about the Christmas tree. I'd love to get a lot from you on whatever you want to discuss. bageltechmedia@gmail.com. That's bageltechmedia@gmail.com. Always love to hear from each and every one of you. And once again, I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. I'll see you back here on Saturday for our next edition of Bagel Tech Media. This is your source for everything that's happening in media tech.